But we're going to move on now. We're going to hear about an Oscar-nominated film that is going to be shown very soon in Killarney. And this is a very, very important film. And I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the title of the film, but my next guest will perhaps help me with that. She's Susan Sullivan, who is with the voluntary group Killarney for Palestine. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. I'm going to attempt it. Is it The Voice of Hind Rajab? Is that how you say it?
No. You're nearly right. It's The Voice of Hind Rajab.
Hind Rajab. Okay. Tell us a little bit about this film, because obviously there must be a buzz around it if it's Oscar nominated.
Oh, yeah, there is. There's a lot of buzz around it. So I'll just explain briefly the story around the film and who Hind Rajab was. So she was a 5-year-old Palestinian child who was from the Gaza Strip. And she was killed by Israeli forces on the 29th of January 2024, along with 6 of her family members while they were trying to flee Gaza City, which was at that time under an Israeli military evacuation order. So the Israeli army tank shot their vehicle, a small black Kia car, killing her aunt, her uncle and her 3 cousins. The only other survivor at the time, immediately prior to Hind Rajab's death, was her 15-year-old cousin, Leanne Hamada. I hope I'm pronouncing that right also. She managed to phone the emergency first responders, the Palestine Red Crescent Society, for assistance. And she was heard screaming as she was killed under the sound of machine gun fire while still on the line. So when the dispatchers were able to call back or reconnect the line, little Hind Rajab answered the call stating that everyone else in the car was dead. That included her aunt, her uncle and her cousins, and that the tank continued to approach the car. She stayed with them on the line for about 3 hours, and her haunting words were to the dispatcher that I'm so scared. Please come. Come take me. Please will you come? So she was instructed to continue hiding in the car. And they endeavoured to send an ambulance to rescue her. So after hours of waiting, they did try and send, they got clearance to send an ambulance along a designated route. But unfortunately, that also was intercepted by the Israeli military. And then the line went dead. And for about 12 days, nothing was known as to their whereabouts or as to their fate. And incidentally, yesterday, it was on the 10th of February 2024, would have been the 2-year anniversary, when the Israeli military withdrew out of Gaza City and the family were able to return to the site of where the car was. They discovered it blown out and the family dead and little Hind also dead. The windows were blown out, the doors were covered with bullet holes, and also the 2 paramedics that had tried to rescue her, Youssef Al-Zaino and Ahmed Al-Madun, were also killed. So that is the background to the movie. At the time, as is their style, Israel claimed that there was no troops present in the neighbourhood. They denied carrying out the attack, but there were subsequent independent investigations carried out by both the Washington Post and Sky News, and these investigations relied on satellite imagery and visual evidence concluded that a number of Israeli tanks were indeed present in the neighbourhood where Hind Rajab was trying to and her family were trying to flee, and they had likely fired 335 rounds of bullets and ammunition into the car that Rajab and her family had been in, and they'd also likely attacked the ambulance that came for Rajab.
And Susan, who made this film and how long is it? Is it a short film, a documentary film? What is it?
It's been made by a Tunisian director, Kathour Ben Hania, and it's also got a lot of Hollywood heavyweights behind it. Brad Pitt, Joaquin Phoenix, Rooney Mara are all credited as executive producers on the film credits. So it's got a lot of heavyweight people behind it. The film itself is about 1.5 hours, and it's a dramatized version of events. So it's not a documentary style. It's actually
a dramatized version.
It is, yeah.
Sorry
to cut across you, Deirdre, but they do play the original audio of Little Hind. So people should bear that in mind when they when they're coming to see it.
Good God, that sounds absolutely harrowing, Susan.
Harrowing, absolutely unbearable. And, you know, it's not something anybody wants to, you know, for a night out at the movies or whatever. It's not something that we really want to enjoy seeing, but we have to, as human beings, bear witness to this horrific story, you know. It's our duty, like, to bear witness as humans. We're all feeling numb, and, you know, there comes a point, because I've been in this space with Clarity for Palestine for the past 2 years, where we've been trying to educate people and trying to, you know, explain the past history, the decades of oppression of Palestine. And there comes a point where you can't do any more explaining and educating, and art has to play a role in that. And we hope that the film will manage to have that effect, as difficult and all as it is going to be to watch it.
Yeah.
It's our duty.
When is it being shown and where, Susan?
It's been shown on the 22nd of February in the Brehon Hotel. We actually did try to contact the local cinemas to secure a theatrical, you know, your conventional theatrical screening, but we weren't able to secure a cinema setting. So the Brehon Hotel have been very kind and have facilitated a screening. So it's in 2 weeks' time.
And it's
at 6:30.
It's open to anyone who wants to come along and see it, I presume.
Absolutely. You have to reserve tickets in advance, but that can be done through our Instagram page, the link in the bio. It's the first link there. And we also have the Ticket Tailor link linked on our Facebook. And if you Google Ticket Tailor Killarney for Palestine, it should come up. And if people, there's been enormous interest, which has been amazing in it. Like, you know, obviously it's a fairly difficult subject matter, but people have been really, really enthusiastic to try and come along and support the film. So I would encourage anyone who does want to come along to reserve a ticket, and there will be a waiting list also if people aren't successful in getting a ticket.
Okay, well, as you said already, it's a film I think you might necessarily want to see it, but you need to see it by the sounds
Absolutely.
Of it. Susan, we're out of time, so I'm going to have to let you go, but well done. Everybody in Killarney for Palestine has been doing phenomenal work in highlighting some of the horrors that are happening over there, and well done, and do keep it up. And thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much, Deirdre.
Cheers. That's Susan O'Sullivan there from Killarney for Palestine. And you can see that Oscar-nominated film, The Voice of Hind Rijab, if I'm saying it correctly, on the 22nd of February at the Brehon Hotel. Do check out the Killarney for Palestine social media accounts for more information on that.